Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
In Mark's Gospel, in chapter 12, there are these vignettes, I've called them, of the different interactions with Jesus. And here, one of the scribes, in verse 28, comes up to Jesus, and he says, which of the commandments is most important? And Jesus says, well, the most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. And the second is this. So Jesus says, there's not just one, there's two. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandments greater than these. And the scribe said to him, You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all your heart and all your understanding and with all your strength and love your neighbor as oneself is much more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw this, he had answered wisely. He said to him, You're not far from the kingdom of God. And after that, no one dared to ask him any questions. And then Jesus taught in the temple and affirmed some things. And so what's this trap? Well, what he was doing by saying, what's the most important command, is he was asking the question, what is it that I really need to prioritize? Because I'm not sure I can keep all of these commands. And Jesus says, well, okay, I'll indulge this. Love the Lord your God, love your neighbor. Those are the two. And the man basically says, yeah, I resonate with that. And Jesus says, you're not far from the kingdom of God. So the trap, if I were to say, is saying that there are these commands that are exhaustive and my performance is what commends me to God. What Jesus does instead is he simplifies. And he says, there's a lot of commands in the Old Testament law and that I've even given you, but here's what you need to know. Love me above everything else and love your neighbor above yourself. You do those two things. And he says, and you are understanding the kingdom. Now, in one sense, you may say, well, does this negate the idea of the cross of Jesus and Jesus doing it and re-put law out there? Not at all. What Jesus is doing is he's saying, even these two you won't completely keep. That's why he's saying you're not far from the kingdom. Because now you've just kind of put yourself in this place. But what it does is it moves you then to saying, I'm not trying to exhaustively live with a sense of 150 rules or 613 rules or whatever number of rules you come up with. But you are saying, here again is the guiding principle. Choose to prioritize God above everything else and choose to prioritize people. And you are not far from the kingdom of God. But then the question becomes, well, how well do you do with that? And in a way, the Ten Commandments is a mirror of this. Have no other gods before me. Don't take my name in vain. Keep a day holy as unto the Lord. Don't have any graven images. What are those? Those are commandments about loving the Lord your God. And then the commandments about others. The idea of honoring mother and father. Don't envy. Don't lie. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. These are all the ideas of saying love God, love people. Love God, love people. And the trap is always to expand and then to say, because I keep and I know all these things, I do, as opposed to saying, keep it straightforward and remember that no matter how well you do, you don't keep it perfectly. And that is exactly why Jesus came. I think this is part of why this next little section, whose son is the Christ? And Jesus taught them in the temple and said, how can the scribes say that Christ is the son of David? David himself in the Holy Spirit declared, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until your enemies are under your feet. And David himself calls him Lord. And how is he his son? And a great throng heard him gladly and calling him. And his teacher said, beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feast. And they devour widows' houses for the pretense and make long prayers. They will receive their great condemnation. So Jesus says, when you try to get so down into the minutiae that you just don't love God, love people, you're actually making a pretense of your religion, and it is a performance trap, and it is not healthy spirituality. So, now again, I'm not saying there aren't standards and that you shouldn't know all of them. I'm just saying this is what Jesus was doing here. Where do you like your long robe and your long prayers and your shows? Maybe that aren't for anybody else, but they're for you. And maybe today God's simple message is, have you loved me? Have you loved others? And if not, you know you haven't. Come to me for forgiveness and freedom and start again with my heart for me and for people.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.